have been praying to bring this fabulous man back onto our show all the way from Oregon, because when you're talking about talent and fun, his name is Darren Davis, honey, from Tidal Wave Productions. What's up, bestie?
I don't know you. Who's this? No, I'm kidding. Hey, I love you guys. How's it going? Thanks for having me back.
Oh my gosh, we are so happy that you're here. You know, I was trying to find Debbie/Deborah Gibson to play on air, but I could not get her on. So we had some MC Hammer. I know you probably got your groove down with MC Hammer.
I was totally doing it. I was doing like a mix up with like Electric Youth.
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh, I love that. Well, tell Madtown how you have a fabulous connection with Debbie Gibson real quick.
So Debbie Gibson, almost 2 years ago, walked us down the aisle, my husband and I. She was doing part of the mixtape tour, which was New Kids on the Block, Debbie Gibson, Tiffany, Salt-N-Pepa, all this like cool 80s, 90s kind of thing. And so we asked her to walk us down the aisle, and she did. And then it's really cool because, like, instead of just asking for her autograph, because that would be like so tacky at my wedding, she signed our marriage certificate. So,
oh my gosh.
And then afterwards, because our after party was at the concert, mixtape tour. And so she devoted Lost in Your Eyes to us at the Moda Center, which is like this big, gigantic stadium. And it was just so amazing that we went backstage and hung out with her. And she literally is super cool. So, love her to death.
My gosh, Darren, I remember going to the roller rink in Superior, Wisconsin, and I would couple skate by myself because no one would take me as a couple to In Your Eyes by Debbie.
I would have taken you as a couple.
I love it. Well,
my first kiss was on roller skates, by the way.
Oh my gosh.
Kim Trainer, if you're listening out there in Wisconsin, you know. Sorry.
Oh my gosh. So was it like super awkward? Was it passionate? Was the tongue all over the place? I mean,
It was to Journey Open Arms. Yes. I totally remember it. So I'm like, And I had my Vans mounted on roller skates. That's how cool I was. Yep. They weren't the slip-on ones because I'd be dumb, of course.
Yeah.
They were the Thai one, but they were super cool.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah, I was pretty rolling back then.
You are too legit, okay?
Yes.
Well, listen, Mr. Darren, we are super stoked to have you back on the show again. Phenomenal. The last time we had you on, you know, Joe Exotic is everything. Actually, we were just talking about Joe and how he is suing because the crazy attorney did not get his stuff to the president to get his pardon. So you were the first to come out with Tiger King comic books, which is so awesome. And you have so many phenomenal ones like Stormy Daniels and all that fun stuff.
Wait, can I make a statement on that?
Yes.
So on the Tiger King comic book, not like 2 weeks ago, we had Tiger King 2 comic book come out that Carol Baskin actually talked about, like tweeted out about it. So I was like, what? You know, we killed your husband in number one. And then I tried sending Joe Exotic one of the books.
Yeah.
And now I'm like on his list to get all like the pardon paperwork. So he didn't sign it yet, but Carol Baskin's going to sign number two for us.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Darren, okay. I've been trying to get a hold of this man behind bars, but I know he's like, listen, I'm not going to talk to you until you pay something towards me in my commissary. I'm like, damn it. But
for a spork? What does he need?
Listen, mashed potatoes is a challenge sometimes.
That's right.
Okay.
It can be, totally.
It can be. All right, so let's get to this. We have some amazing comics for Under the Tree for the holidays. What holiday graphic novels or comic books, by the way, would be good for all ages right now that you have?
So I know this sounds really horrible, but the Tiger King 2, the Sanctuary one, is actually really good for all ages. The first one was just more about the drama and the murder and that type of stuff and the mayhem and all that stuff about why Joe and Carol hated each other. But The Tiger King 2 is all about the animals, and it's about what actually happens to the animals from The Tiger King. So it's a really great story. There's no abuse or anything like that. It's just a very uplifting story about the different tigers that were in the thing. So it's kind of, it's their story. They're getting to tell their story. But then, if you're into politics, and thank you, Wisconsin, for being one of our, for being, for changing it to blue. But if you like red, we have red comics for you, and we have blue comics for you. So we just released yesterday Political Power Pete Buttigieg, and we just did Female Force Kamala Harris. And if that's not your cup of tea, we also have Political Power Donald Trump. We're probably going to be doing, this is kind of a super secret just for you guys, we're probably going to be doing Amy Comey Barrett is what's kind of on the other side. These comic books are really good because they are really unbiased. So whether who you support and all that type of stuff, at the end of the day, we don't want anybody to know who we support. And that's why, because these are taught in schools and libraries. But they're fun 22-page comic book that are just fun. It's like edutainment, as Walt Disney called it. If you like your RBG, you know, we have a tribute to her as well. You get to learn all about her life up until she passed earlier this year. And we have not done a COVID comic book yet, because that's not our style. But, kidding. But we also are bringing back Anne of Green Gables. So we're doing a hardcover version of Lucy Maud Murray, or Montgomery. We're bringing her story back into illustrated form. So if for girls, it's like the best hardcovered gift you can give somebody.
Oh, it's fabulous. You know, her and I sport the same hairdo, by the way.
Yes. I know. I noticed that. I was kind of like, what? Who wore it better?
I know, right?
Who wore it better?
Okay. Hey, so Darren, what about celebrity comic books?
So, well, celebrity comic book for right now, we have Taylor Swift with a new album that she just dropped. And coming in 2021, we got Ariana Grande coming, too.
Dude,
I love her. I loved her on the Mariah special. That song, I can replay the Santa, what is it, Santa, not Santa Baby, but...
Oh, from Mariah?
Oh, Santa, yeah. Oh, yes, Santa. The Mariah, Jennifer Hudson, and Ariana Grande song. Oh my God, it's amazing. So
I love her voice. She doesn't change her hairdo, though. She's got the ponytail, like, forever.
She got the ponytail.
Hey, if I could rock a high pony, I would never change my haircut.
Oh my gosh. Like, hilarious. Like, here she is with Santa Tell Me.
Oh, Santa
Tell Me, yes.
Oh, here she is.
Oh, yeah, that song's pretty nasty. That's not for all ages.
Oh, maybe I should turn it off.
No, I listened to it, and I'm like, okay, if you're good enough for what? I'll give you everything. I'm like, what?
Well, listen, many times I have sat down on a hot Santa's lap, and I have asked him the naughty things, and he goes, you are on the naughty list. I'm like, yeah, obviously, that's why I'm here.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
If you go to L.A., they always have a hot Santa.
Of course.
Like one of the malls, it's always like hot Santa day.
That doesn't happen here.
No.
No, I guess because it's cold there.
It's cold. And Santas eat a lot of cheese curds and drink a lot of beer. That's what our Santas look like.
That's right.
It's called a beer gut.
So, cheese hats.
And cheese hats. Darren, tell us, my man, who do you have upcoming in 2021?
2021, as I said, once again, whoever you support, all that type of stuff politically, we are kind of doing this special thing where we're we just had the Kamala Harris Female Force comic come out. We're doing a new one. We're on Inauguration Day. We're going to be releasing a Joe Biden and Kamala Harris brand new ones up to date, like up to like minute of inauguration. So those will be out on the 20th of January. We're also doing AOC, which will be out in January as well for politics. I know she's kind of hot and cold with people, but, you know, as I said, we kind of have to do both sides of the fence, and we have to do progressives, we have to do liberals, we have to do conservatives. We have a new graphic novel coming out, which actually has four conservatives in it, which is Laura Ingraham, Michelle Bachmann, Nancy Reagan, and Ayn Rand is coming out. It's called Female Force Conservative Women, which you can find on, all these you can find on Amazon. It's super easy to find. But my favorite thing that we're doing is, when it comes to comic books, they are drawn, and then they are colored, and then they are lettered. So it's like this whole process. And so I have all these, like, black and white images of all the comic books that we've ever done. So I'm now doing coloring books.
Oh, I love it.
So based off, like, the inked pages that we have. So we just did a Tiger King one, which is super cool, but we added extra pages to make it an activity book. So you can, like, draw tattoos on one of the guys. You can find where Joe Exotic buys his meat. It's amazing things. You can, yeah, it's super fun. So we did that. And then we have about 10 other ones based off of our other properties, like Logan's Run or the Adam West series that we did, Democrats, Republicans. We have 10 of them, and they're super fun.
Oh my gosh.
So cool. Hey, so Darren, where do you get all these ideas from? And do you do any fiction books?
We do a ton of fiction books. People think because we do a lot of biography books, like the Tiger King and the Ruth Bader Ginsburg. One of the fun stories that we have is we did a biography on Stormy Daniels, and she really like was upset and tried suing us, and she had her people call me at 7 in the morning, and you know I'm not a morning person, so and they're saying, if you don't take this book down, we're going to sue you, and it felt really like scary. And so I called my manager, I'm like, help, help, help. And so it went away. No, then later that night I got a call from Michael Avenatti, and I'm like, what? So super weird. So then she calls me a year later and says, hey, I kind of want to work with you guys again. I kind of want to work with you and update the biography. I'll edit it for you. I'll change some stuff. I'll write the forward. And it was super sweet, super great. And that's where my relationship with her just started. And so I thought, I don't want to end this conversation with her. And I go, what if we do a fiction book with you? Because we've done fiction series with Adam West and Julie Newmar. And I'm like, what if we put you into space and made it like Space Force Stormy Daniels?
Ooh.
And so it's an action adventure. It's this fun book where she is the lead and she is in charge of basically her pod in the Space Force, and she fights, it has some politicalness to it. She fights a character called Ordon, and there's like a Tammy Lauren character that she fights, and it's a super cute action adventure, which is going to be an animated series soon. But we also started doing fiction books 20 years ago in November. We started doing fiction books with The Tenth Muse, which is still back out.
Oh, so my gosh.
I know. I've been around 20 years. Can you believe it?
Oh, my gosh. You're so old.
I know.
So, listen, Darren. Again, we are speaking with the fabulous man himself, Darren Davis, the owner of Tidal Wave Production, all the amazing comic books that you have out. I just want to put it out there that Darren lives a life very similar to this woman. Word out on the street, as Cardi B gave her man, honey, like a Lamborghini. I heard your man just gave you a car for your birthday.
Oh, yeah.
He did. And I, there is video on Facebook. So I did not expect it. I just woke up from a nap and on my birthday, because you're allowed to nap on your birthday. Right. And I walked downstairs, and I had a gray car. I had a gray Honda. And then I walk into the car. I walk into the garage, and there's a gray car there. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I like look. I'm like, what? He bought me a gray BMW.
Oh, you know what that means. He has a lot of this.
Eating the car, that's wheels on wheels.
Yes, honey. Money. Well, Darren, we absolutely adore you. We're so happy to have you back on our show. You know, it was so fun. Tracy came camping with my family and I for the first time ever, and you FaceTimed us, and it was so much fun to see you doing your thing and having cocktails. And we do. We love you. You're like our best friend, and we can't wait to meet you in person.
Yeah.
I can't wait to go camping, too.
I know.
Glamping.
Glamping.
Right.
So before we let your fabulousness go, because I think it's like 2 hours earlier there, where can people follow you?
Social media, it's tidalwaveprod.com. They can go to Tidal Wave Comics is our website, and you can get all the books that we have on Amazon. All you gotta do is type in Tidal Wave Productions, and you can find it, or any of the books that we've mentioned. It's super easy to find.
Oh, I love it. Very good. Well, happy holidays to your fabulous self.
Oh, thank you. You guys too.
We will. Well, we love you. There you have it, Mantown. Make sure these are fabulous things for under the tree when it comes to comic books. Tidal Wave Productions will put up all the information so you can get to that. Darren, take care of yourself. Be good, and we'll talk to you soon.
Big hugs.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Huggies.
Huggies. Mwah.